Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The US Justice Department has indicted six Russian military intelligence officers, accusing them of carrying out devastating cyber attacks around the world. With more details, here's our security correspondent, Gordon Carrera.
The six Russian military intelligence officers, some pictured in uniform in an FBI Most Wanted poster, were accused of involvement in some of the most damaging cyber attacks of recent years. These include switching off the Ukrainian power system, a 2017 attack on businesses estimated to have cost up to $10 billion globally, the targeting of the French election, and the disruption of the opening ceremony of the 2018 Winter Olympics. The aim of such public accusations is to deter future activity, but Russia has consistently denied any role.
The United States has decided to remove Sudan from a US list of state sponsors of terrorism in return for more than $300 million in compensation to American victims of terrorist attacks. The decision was announced by President Trump on Monday. The payment relates to al-Qaeda's bombing of American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in the 1990s, in which the Sudanese government was accused of being involved. Ireland is to impose its highest level of coronavirus restrictions in what the country's leader described as probably Europe's strictest regime. Prime Minister Micheál Martin said the level 5 measures starting on Wednesday would remain in place for 6 weeks and include closing all non-essential shops, restricting restaurants and pubs to takeaway only, and forbidding people from travelling more than 5 kilometres from their homes. Mr Martin said that evidence of the gravity of the coronavirus crisis was now impossible to ignore.
I feel very personally and profoundly the sense of disappointment, the feelings of loneliness, perhaps even the despair that this announcement will bring for many. But I ask you to remember this. Even as the winter comes in, there is hope and there is light. If we pull together over the next 6 weeks, we will have the opportunity to celebrate Christmas in a meaningful way.
New research suggests that bottle-fed babies may be swallowing tiny plastic particles along with their milk, with the highest levels found in the United States, Australia and Europe. Kat Wiener has this report.
About 80% of standard feeding bottles used worldwide contain a plastic called polypropylene. When heated to the high temperatures required for sterilisation, these shed millions of microplastics and trillions of even smaller nanoplastics. The scientists estimated that, on average, infants are exposed to more than 1.5 million microplastic particles per day during the first 12 months of life when fed using polypropylene bottles. They say not enough is known about the impact on infant health, and they've produced sterilisation guidelines to reduce microplastic exposure.
World News from the BBC.